It's Thursday morning. Yeah, it's time for the you know who to come in here.
And now, the Bagpipe Brothers, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman.
Well, they're blowing and going again today. And
I thought we weren't doing that anymore.
Yeah, what was the last week's thing?
You know, I kind of...
Rowing and going.
Yeah, rowing and going.
Well, listen, I'm the controller here. Blowing and going. Giddens is really going to be blowing here in a couple of weeks. He's going to say, what happened to my sleep? What happened?
Running on
going
fumes.
Out of the studio.
What are we doing first today, Bow Wow?
Talking about the big engagement. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce announced they are getting married.
When they announced this, David fist pumped in the office. He was so excited.
Yeah, it's like the archangel of the Crimson Tide and the devil getting married. Listen, I got to tell you, this does not excite me on my program to be talking about Travis Kelce and the second coming of Satan.
But it's the biggest pop star in the world and the best tight end of all time.
No, that's up for debate. We were just talking about that. I'm not taking anything away from
Taylor Swift is one of the greatest tight ends of all time. I agree.
Celia, you heard that.
No, no, I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, yeah, we know how you meant it. I mean, come on. Hey, was it inevitable or what? Is he still playing?
Yeah, he's playing another year.
So now we get to see her every week for about 65 times a game.
And they're saying he's in the best shape he's been in 5-6 years. He's really worked hard this offseason trying to get back to his old form. So if he scores a lot of touchdowns, we're going to have a lot of Taylor Swift on our NFL programming.
She's the reason I haven't watched any Chiefs playoff games.
She's the reason I hadn't watched the NFL. Come on.
Well, they don't show her during the Jaguars and the
Yes, they do.
And the Titans.
Every time the Chiefs are on, get a little highlight, there she is.
Yeah, that is true. And Travis Kelce scores a touchdown or something. It's Travis Kelce scores a touchdown. Oh, there's Taylor Swift.
I mean, come on. I mean, it's almost like wherever there's a picture of him, there's one of her.
So would you say your biggest rooting interest this year in the NFL is for Travis Kelce to not score?
My biggest interest is for him to retire. Then we don't have to put up with it.
Yeah, but then he'll be on like ESPN or something
not
on talk shows.
No, they're not in. I'm telling you now.
He'll be on his brother's podcast and Taylor Swift will sing the intro for it.
They've already had this discussion on ESPN, on all the Cowherds and all them. They said he will not get invited to be on any kind of broadcast because of her. I'm telling you.
That's why
I want him to retire. So, I'm sorry. I'm just not a Taylor Swift fan, if you can tell that. I mean, you can call her a tight end if you want to. She's more like a wide receiver.
Where does she bat in the lineup?
She don't.
She
doesn't make the roster. She got relegated.
She's on one of the affiliates.
She got relegated.
If you not promoted.
No, she got relegated. She's not even playing in the cup. Okay? I'm sorry. Let's move on.
You want to move on from this segment? You want to wipe it clean?
Well, I figured Bauman had something else we were talking about.
Well, we can do that.
Something about Jackson Arnold.
Exactly. We can do that with Jackson Arnold's new NIL deal.
Okay.
Dude wipes.
Dude wipes?
Dude wipes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with dude wipes?
Nothing wrong with him crapping his pants?
Well, I tell you what, if you saw a 300-pound defensive lineman coming at you, you'd probably do the same thing.
No.
You wouldn't outrun him.
Oh, wait. This might be Alex's version of I'd score at will on
Angel Reese. Okay, yeah. You got Angel Reese coming at you.
If you got Keldrick Falk running full speed at you.
He said 300 pounds.
Keldrick Falk is like 290.
Yeah, he's right there.
I'm thinking 300 pounds.
Okay. If you got Ndamukong Suh running at you, you gonna crap your britches. Sorry.
I'll just run the other direction.
You won't outrun him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bauman's quick, but I don't know about that.
Aaron Donald bearing down on
him. All right. So they're called dude wipes?
Yeah.
Dude wipes. Yeah, where do you buy these?
They're flushable wipes, I believe, that are made for men.
Yeah, so you buy them at your local male feminine store or what?
Male feminine
store. Male feminine.
Got to be out there.
Tell me where the nearest male feminine store
that's
is.
That's what I'm asking. Where do you get them at?
You probably get them at Walmart. I don't know, CVS. Let's call up Jackson Arnold and ask him where he gets his dude wipes.
I'm surprised you don't know Giddens for the amount of time you spend in the bathroom.
I don't need dude wipes.
I mean, Walmart's got everything. They probably got Tickle Me Taylor Swift dolls.
I don't think anybody wants that.
No, that sounds demon possessed.
Sell.
She
it's
is.
It's like the Annabelle doll.
She is, yeah. The Antichrist. There you go.
Instead of Tickle Me Elmo, Tickle Me Taylor Swift. Yeah. Well, then when you tickle Elmo, Elmo says something. What does Taylor Swift say?
She breathes fire and has a pitchfork in her hand. With a long tail.
Sounds like a great, great thing for children.
I didn't say it was sold in the children's department.
$1 million idea.
What department is it in?
Over there by the avocados.
What?
Yeah. It's over there by the avocados.
What do you got against avocados?
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you, they shouldn't be there. Same as Taylor Swift Tickle Me Elmo.
Well...
y'all opened up this can. Y'all didn't want this can open.
Can avocados and Taylor Swift Tickle Me dolls.
I'm telling you. So when is the big date?
I don't guess they
haven't announced
one.
It. If you could get an invite to that, would you go to that wedding?
Sure, if I'm not having to pay for anything. I bet it'd be extravagant. I bet it'd be a moment you talk about for the rest of your life.
You know,
and you probably get a chance to meet NFL players and celebrities.
You're going to love this. I've been asked not to come to a wedding before. I would love to be asked not to come to that one.
Would you crash their wedding?
No.
For fun?
Absolutely not. The only way you can crash that wedding is with a big fire hose, because she's going to be on fire. Spitting it. Pitchfork in
what,
hand.
What exactly is, I forget what your problem with Taylor Swift is.
I just don't like her. Sorry.
And like, is it her lyrics? Is it her?
Yes. Go listen to some of her early lyrics.
Like Love Story?
No, I ain't talking about these little lullaby crap.
Her country music she used to do?
Yeah, well, and not necessarily the songs you're going to hear on the radio. I'm just saying there's a lot of people who believe that she's got some evil ways. I'm just being honest with you. Hey, a lot of people might think that.
What we need to do is we need to go on Genius. You know, Genius, the website breaks down lyrics. We need to get some lyrics breakdowns for Taylor Swift. Kind of delve into this.
I tell you what, if you do, you will understand what I'm talking about. Trust me.
Okay.
I'm going to break down the early stuff and then the later stuff and see how she's changed over time.
Break down her pitchfork and get the ones with the poker ends on it, like what I taught last week, the fire poker. And let's see her sit on that. Instead of Travis Kelce all the time. Sorry. You know, come on.
We need dude wipes for this segment.
Yeah. Y'all opened up this
wipes this segment away.
Just dude wipe it. Jackson Arnold, help us out.
Jackson's probably already done left for Waco now. We need some dude wipes, brother. That's kind of like the new commercial of the... Being serious, have you seen the ball hammocks? The new underwear.
No.
I'm serious. That's what they're called.
It's called ball hammock.
Ball hammocks. Yes.
Can you buy these?
Look it up on your phone.
Are these in the same aisle as the avocados and the
They're probably right next to Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah. I can get me a pack of dude wipes and ball hammock when I go to
all
Walmart next time.
Yeah, all at the same place. Yeah. You can get them at your men's feminine store.
Men's feminine store. Sounds like if we pitch this to Shark Tank, what do you think they'd say to us? We're coming out with a retail store that's
Shark Tank.
You know the show Shark Tank.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
We pitch it to them. We say we're going to come out with a brand new idea, genius entrepreneurship opportunity, a store that is for men that is feminine.
It's a men's feminine store, and the sign up above it has 14 vowels and one letter.
Yeah, that's the name of it. Femimen.
Yeah. Hey, we've got something here.
That's a $1 million idea right there.
Femimen. I'm telling you,
I trademark it. Verbal trademark right now.
You got it off of McCurley in the morning.
Copyrighted.
We've got this on recorded, I'm here to tell you. I mean,
who shops at Femimen?
Cross dressers. I mean, sorry. Taylor Swift.
Travis Kelce, probably.
He goes with Taylor Swift.
I mean, you know. RuPaul would probably be one of the best customers.
I don't know anything about RuPaul.
Me either. I'm just saying probably be one of the best customers. But hey, the Femimen store. Check it out at your local convenient shopping center, folks.